Once a month, we like to touch base with the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce. And doing so today, Executive Director Lexi Weber on the air today. Good morning, Lexi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Appreciate your time as always. And as always, very busy times for the Star Valley Arts Council, starting with the big art auction fundraiser happening this Saturday night in Alpine.
Yes, we're really excited about this event. It's a brand new thing that we're trying out. We're hoping that it's successful. Our ticket sales are really good, so we're feeling like it can be a really successful event. Many of the artists that have created a piece or have created multiple pieces, they've done that specifically for this show. So there are a lot of people that have been working really hard for months to make this happen. It's going to be held in an empty airplane hangar at the Alpine Air Park. The address is 75 Alpine Village Circle. That's on our website, really easy to find. It's from 7 to 9 on Saturday night. The tickets are $25, either on our website or at the door. All of the funds raised that evening either go to the Star Valley Arts Council, not either. They go to both the Star Valley Arts Council and the artists. It's a 50-50 split with the Arts Council and the artists who created the pieces.
It's a great, unique idea, Lexi, and I really love it. I think it's an opportunity to expand what you guys do at the Arts Council, raise some money, but really showcase how much talent there is in this local community.
There really is so much. And that's part of it, too, is that we have a lot of performing artists at this event. We have aerial artists because we have the Star Valley Circus. A lot of people don't know about this program, and this is giving them a chance to really show off something that's really, really unique. To have a circus program in such a small place is really cool. So they'll be doing their silks performances. They'll have their rig set up in that hangar. So we had to find a venue that had something tall enough that they could do that. It's going to be really cool. And then we also have some live music. We have the chamber orchestra, actually, just a few of the students from the high school that they will be doing some live music. And we have some live painting happening as well. So we wanted a venue that we could show off some of the local talent as well as the fine arts as well.
So it all takes place this Saturday at the Alpine Air Park. Tickets available at the door, or should people get those in advance?
We prefer in advance, but we are prepared to take to do tickets at the door as well.
Okay, awesome. As always, tickets at starvalleyarts.org. Lexi Weber with the Arts Council on the weekday wake-up today. Lexi, also up and coming, the Chalk Art Festival that the Arts Council is hosting at the Thane Community Center. This is another fun, unique idea.
Yeah, immediately after the fundraiser, we have a Chalk Art Festival the next weekend. Our goal this year was to fill 20 squares, and that's exactly what we have right now. We will absolutely welcome registrations over the next week. We would hope to get more, which would be great. And if people even come that weekend and see what we're doing and think it looks fun, we'll have some extra squares painted and ready. We paint them with some black washable paint, which makes the chalk stick easier. So we'll have some extra squares prepared, and we'll have some extra chalk available if anyone wants to just register at the event, because I think they'll look at it and say, that looks cool, I want to do it. That's what we're hoping.
It is really cool. I'm excited. I'm not an artist. There's no way I could ever do anything like this, but I'm excited to see the after effect of it and see all the squares with the chalk art on them. I think it's going to be really neat. So people can still register on the website. Plenty of squares. Give us the dates again on this one, Lexi.
Okay, so this is July 26th and 27th at the Thane Community Center. The squares range from $10 to $20, just depending on the size, and they can be purchased as individuals, families, or businesses. There are prizes for each category that you could sign up with, and we have a theme for the art that is to be created, and that theme is heroes and villains. And then we have a professional chalk artist who's joining us both days, and she'll be doing a chalk demo so that all participants can learn tips and tricks before they get started. So she will be there early on Friday, and I mean, it's completely optional, but why not come see what she's doing, right? And she'll be there drawing the whole time, and where there's really not that many of us, she's there to just answer questions, right? You can go watch her. You can see some of her techniques, and it'll just be great to
have
her there.
That's very cool. Very cool. So again, more details on the Star Valley Arts Council website. A couple other events coming up in the future, Lexi. The Shakespeare of the Parks is returning, it sounds like.
Yes. That's Monday, July 29th. It's being held at Kodiak. And our show this year is Hamlet. It's at 6 o'clock, and there's a pre-show at 5:15, and that's going to be done by the high school students, the high school musical students specifically from Guys and Dolls. They'll be doing some of their numbers from that show. That'll be really great. Most people are familiar with the story of Hamlet, but we just want you to be aware we haven't seen this exact rendition of the show, and so viewer discretion is advised. We just don't know. We just don't know.
All right.
So do a little bit of research before you go and decide what family members you'd like to take.
Also up and coming in later on, the Plein Air Painting Workshop and the Alpine Art Festival. Tell us about these two.
Yes. We like to have a plein air workshop each summer to help feed our Star Valley plein air event, because the more that people learn and practice painting, the more they'll feel comfortable participating in our event. But regardless of that, just having opportunities to take painting workshops in Star Valley from professional artists, it's a really big deal. And it's something that's important to the Arts Council to have these opportunities. So we hope that people will take advantage of them when we can provide them. This one is being taught by two professional artists out of Utah, David Dean and Kimball Warren, and it will take place in Alpine. So participants will be painting up Grays River, Snake River Canyon, Palisades for 3 full days, August 1st through 3rd, pretty much all day, kind of an 8-to-5 thing those 3 days. The fee is $450, and you can register on our website for that.
Excellent. With the actual plein air event happening in September and the workshop coming up early August. Also, the Alpine Art Festival, another great event happening August 16th through the 17th.
Yes, this is the first year we're doing this as well, but we've had a really great response with vendors. And so we are still accepting vendors, and so you can apply for that on our website. But really, we want to start advertising just to the public now. Come visit, come see the art festival when it's there. We're going to have live music. We have all sorts of handmade art in these booths. We've got jewelry, fiber arts, fine arts, photography, beadwork, glass art, just a lot of really cool things. And all of this is going on at the same time as the Alpine Car Show, which already has a really great following. The Star Valley Street Market already has a great following. And it's all just right there on Main Street in Alpine. I think it could be a really, really great weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely could be August 16th through the 17th in Alpine. That's Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Find details on all of those events at starvalleyarts.org. Lexi, as always, appreciate your time. Thanks for the updates, and thank you for what you and the Arts Council is doing in our community.
Thank you.